Oklahoma death row inmate Kendrick Simpson denied clemency, and TSET allocates money to increase doctor residencies and cancer treatment access across Oklahoma. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Thursday, January 15th. I'm McDaniels. A death row inmate who shot and killed two men in 2006 has been denied a recommendation of clemency. KGOU's Hannah France has details.
On Wednesday morning, the Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board voted 3-2 against recommending clemency for Kendrick Simpson, who shot and killed Glenn Palmer and Anthony Jones in a 2006 drive-by shooting in Oklahoma City. Simpson's legal team asked the board to consider his past traumatic experiences and PTSD diagnosis and recommend his sentence be commuted to life without parole. While representatives from the Attorney General's office argued Simpson's actions were worthy of the death penalty. Family members of the victims and London Johnson, who survived the shooting, were present at the hearing and asked the board to not recommend clemency. Simpson also spoke to the board on a video call from the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister. His execution is scheduled for February 12th. I'm Hannah France.
The state of Oklahoma has reached a settlement with a poultry company involved in its decades-long pollution lawsuit. Anna Pope reports litigation is still ongoing with the other nine companies.
Poultry company George's has reached a settlement with the state of Oklahoma in its lawsuit over pollution in the Illinois River from bird waste being used as fertilizer. This comes just weeks after a federal judge issued a cleanup plan, telling the poultry companies in the suit to maintain a fund for cleanup costs in the Illinois River watershed for the next 30 years. In a settlement filed Wednesday, George's agreed to pay $5 million to the state for remediation projects and attorney's fees. The company has committed to reduce bird waste in the watershed over 7 years and help pay for a special master to oversee the cleanup effort. According to the agreement, George's won't shuffle poultry waste from the Illinois River watershed to another at-risk watershed. Other companies in the suit are still fighting the decision in court. I'm Anna Pope.
Choctaw Nation leaders are trying to eliminate the possibility an Immigration and Customs Enforcement Detention Center could open near their tribal headquarters in Durant. Sarah Lisi is following it.
Rumors swirled last November about a former Big Lots distribution center in Durant becoming an ICE detention center. A spokesperson for the city said local officials have reason to believe the rumors could be true, but they haven't received official federal communications regarding the proposed facility. Regardless, Choctaw Nation Chief Gary Batten says he's going to sign a tribal bill, unanimously passed by council, opposing the detention center. Choctaw leaders worry about the site's close proximity to tribal headquarters and community-serving facilities.
It's truly due to the safety and concern for, like I said, for our young and for our old, but also for all of our employees, our customers.
Batten says if a detention center plans to move to the area, he hopes he can find a solution with the city that will work best for everyone. I'm Sarah Lisi.
The Tobacco Settlement Endowment Trust announced millions in grants Wednesday to expand access to doctors and cancer care in Oklahoma. The University of Oklahoma Health Sciences received $25 million, and the Oklahoma State University Medical Center received $30 million. Oklahoma Voice reports OU Health Sciences will use its funding to build a new Stevenson Cancer Center site in Tulsa to expand treatment and clinical trials. OSU Medical Center will use its grant to build a new training facility and add 100 physician residency positions. TSET leaders say the grants will strengthen Oklahoma's healthcare workforce and improve long-term patient access across the state. Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.